Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Last week, we had a big victory for the Carbon Lady Dino basketball team. It was a must-win situation if they wanted at least a share of the region crown, and they pass on senior night, topping Richfield 60-56. Joining us right now to talk about that game and what lies ahead as we hit the final three games of the regular season, we have Coach Cammie Carlson over the phone. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. That's a big one for last Thursday. You guys had to have it. It's a team in Richfield that I know is so highly thought of, at least in media circuits around the state. You guys go out in front of a great hometown crowd and grab a win.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. That's a really good team.
In a game like that, Coach, I mean, the girls obviously understand what's at stake, right? I mean, the region championship is always the first goal, and you can't even get a share of it unless you win this game.
Right, yeah, and the girls want that. Their goal is a state championship, and so a region championship is a good marker on the way. So they knew that was at stake, and sometimes I've had teams where that kind of pressure or having that on the line affects them negatively, but this group of girls came out ready to play and get it done.
Before we talk about the logistics of this game itself, Coach, what were some of the things that you guys learned from that first meeting with Richfield and maybe ways that that you could combat or maybe take away what they do so well?
Yeah, so we really stepped up our man defense. We've been working on man. We knew we had to play man against them. With they just have too many scorers with James and Knudsen and Willardson, So we really have been picking up our man. It's been weak for us in the past, and we spent really 3 weeks just hammering in man principles and focusing on man, and that was good. We still had some struggles with Willardson. I mean, she got 28 points. We were supposed to be fronting her after the first quarter, and we still were having trouble getting our players to buy into that. But overall, it was our man defense that improved a ton, and we knew we had to do that after playing them the first time.
Well, you guys started off the game, Coach, really hot. One of the funny things about basketball, in a sense, and I don't know if maybe I just pay close enough attention to it now, there's always going to be multiple runs in a game. Has that always been that way? I mean, you get out to an early lead, you think you have control, but in the back of your mind, you know there's going to be multiple runs in this game from both sides. So I just feel like back in the day, it seemed like you could take control of a game early and hold control, and that's not really the case anymore.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the team and the caliber of the teams you play. Like, the team like Richfield is not going to just give up. They know they're good, and they're going to keep pushing. And there are some teams that you get a run on, and that's it. They fold. So we're just in a region right now with really good caliber teams. And so, yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't happen anymore. I can never relax as a coach with our region, because even if we get a little bit ahead, I know that we're not secure still. So that's a good thing, though. It makes us play the whole game with intensity.
No question. No question. Coach, you did have pretty balanced scoring. Both Amaya and Maddie in this game go for 15 apiece, and then you get Kennedy with 10. I've always felt like the recipe for success, and maybe, you know, a lot of it depends on the flow of the game, but if you have three girls that can hover around double digits, you typically put yourself in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, it's true. We've always said that. We just need a few girls to get up in the double digits, and that's what they did. It was kind of funny. Maddie and Amaya had almost identical stats. They also each had 6 rebounds and 5 steals. I mean, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know. When I got the final stats, I kind of looked. I had a double take on that because it was rebounds, steals, and assists and points. They were all right there with each other.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, you're right. I did the same thing. I thought, did I just read the same person again? But it was yeah. Both had the same ones. It was pretty good.
We know what we're going to get out of Amaya and Maddie, Coach. I mean, typically, they're going to give you that type of production. I love the way Kennedy plays. She scores 10 points in this game, but it just seems like she's always in control. And I get the feeling that Kennedy, offensively at times, could even do more than what she's capable or what she's shown us she can do. I feel like she's capable to do even more. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say so, yeah, for sure. She's really athletic, and I think sometimes she doesn't even realize how much she can do. And so sometimes it's a confidence thing, I think, with her. And these last few games, she's been really playing with confidence and leading our team. And we need that from a senior point guard for sure.
One more question on the Richfield game before we move on, Coach. The analytics would point to the idea of hitting 8 3-point shots in a high school game, you're probably going to win. That's exactly what Richfield did, and they didn't win. So is that a perimeter defensive issue? Is that just Richfield is so good from shooting beyond the arc? What did you contribute the 8 makes that they had and how you guys were able to overcome that?
Well, it seems like teams shoot really well against us. We're just lucky like that from the perimeter. Emory never shoots that well, and they did against us too. And with Willardson, I'll take the blame for her threes because she averages about 1 3 per game. So I wanted my girls to give her a cushion so that when she drove on us, we'd be ready to play. But instead, she pulled up and hit 3 threes, which never happens. So I have to take the blame for those. But, yeah, we've got to do a better job at shutting down the 3-point shot. We're still not great at that. We had people on James, and they lost her a couple of times. So that's something that we definitely have room to improve upon. But, yeah, the fact that we still won with them hitting 8 threes, we'll take that. That was pretty good.
No question. I get our guest right now, Coach Cammy Carlson of the Carbon Lady Dino basketball team. Coach, now we're down to the final two region games of the season, one on Thursday against Canyon View and then one on the road against Emory. And so even though you guys got this one against Richfield, the idea of a region split, I mean, it's far from it at this time because these are two very capable teams that you guys still have on the schedule.
Absolutely. And playing at both of their places is very difficult. So we can't overlook anybody. We know that. I hope that we prepare that way going in because they seem to know that. When we had our talk after the big win against Richfield, we talked about how sometimes you try to let down a little bit after that, like you don't play with as much intensity, but we're going to have to do that and repeat that over and over again the next three games.
Yeah, I know it sounds cliche to just say every region game is so important and every region game is so difficult. But when you look at the RPI and the formula they're using, Coach, it may be cliche, but it's so true. The fact that Emory hasn't won a region game yet and they continue to climb in the RPI, that tells you just how difficult the competition is.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a tough region, and that's good. And I'm happy for that because we have a great preparation for state, right, building up to it with our region like it is. So, yeah, you're exactly right.
I know you guys kind of in limbo, right, if you're going to get a second game this week or not.
Right, yeah. We had a game get canceled today that was supposed to be played tomorrow against Judge Memorial. They overscheduled. So they are now, we're trying now to figure out a game with Draper APA for tomorrow at their place.
When you schedule a game this late, Coach, do you pay attention to what it could do to you in the RPI? Does that matter to you, or is it just more about, look, let's just play some competition and not beat up on each other in practice all week?
Yeah, it's kind of a little of both. Just Draper APA is actually a really good team. I know they're only 2A, but they beat Judge Memorial. They've beaten some good teams, and so they have a girl who is averaging about 20 points a game. So we want that competition, but yeah, if we go and we don't take it seriously or we're not prepared, which is scary because we're just finding out right now that we're playing them, then yeah, that could hurt us in the RPI.
But in the same sense, you beat a team with a winning percentage of 97, it's going to help.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It'll help us a lot. And I think it's better to play an opposition than just go after each other at practice all the time. We have to have that game experience that's different from playing each other over and over again.
Coach, last question before I let you go. As far as health is concerned, I mean, I guess one of the advantages of only playing once a week is you guys have a little bit more time to rest up and manage things. That's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we have enough time to rest in between games and heal some of the minor injuries. We have a couple girls out right now with some bigger things. We have a couple girls, younger girls right now, one with a stress fracture and one with a growth plate fracture. So those are unfortunate, but right now the varsity team is healthy, knock on wood.
Yeah, those are the other two are kind of unavoidable, not nagging injuries, right?
Yeah, they are. They happen, and you just have to deal with it.
Yeah. Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on. Congratulations on that big win against Richfield, and best of luck closing out the rest of region play and at least grabbing a share of that crown.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. We want to get a piece of that as well, so thank you very much.
Again, Coach Cammie Carlson of the Corbin Lady Dino basketball team. We're going to pause one more time. We'll come back and talk NBA basketball. It was a very entertaining weekend. There was a lot that went down, including a Lakers-Celtics game that ended in controversy. If you didn't see the ending of it, you've seen LeBron's reaction on social media. He lost his mind, to say the least. That's coming up. Drive Time Sports. More after this.